According to news reports based on leaks from the Iraq Study Group, its report next week will call for U.S. combat troops to end their direct involvement in fighting in Iraq by early in 2008, if conditions in the country permit. Speaking from northern Iraq Friday, Major General Benjamin Mixon said U.S. troops in his area are already working toward that goal.
I think it certainly reflects what we're doing now. And I can only speak to Multinational Division North, but I can certainly see a great opportunity to reduce the amount of combat forces on the ground in Multinational Division North and turn more responsibility over to Iraqi security forces.
General Mixon says he expects to turn over control of all the Iraqi forces in his area to the Iraqi Defense Ministry by next March as planned. He says the Iraqi forces are improving in capability every day, and he says that could mean fewer U.S. combat troops in northern Iraq well before 2008, perhaps by next summer.
There'll be decisions I made, I'm sure, above my level, where we may see a reduction in the numbers of forces that are on the ground, and certainly an increase in those that are in a role of advising the Iraqi security forces.
General Mixon says he's already increasing the number of U.S. troops working directly with Iraqi units as trainers and advisors, and he expects that trend to continue. That is reported to be another key recommendation of the Iraq Study Group. Its report is to be made public next Wednesday. The general says although criminal, insurgent, and sectarian violence continues in four of the six northern provinces for which he's responsible, the situation is under control enough that he's not concerned about sending some of his U.S. combat troops to help secure Baghdad. But General Mixon says his troops will continue to be active in the fight, focusing primarily on insurgents.
We will take less of an active combat role, but we will continue to target al-Qaeda operatives that are operating within the area and working with our Iraqi security forces, targeting those elements that are emplacing improvised explosive devices and conducting attacks against the Iraqi populace. Look, these are our allies here in this fight, and we're going to stand by them throughout this transition period.
General Mixon says as the Iraqi military takes control of more areas and operates more independently, it will still have large numbers of U.S. trainers, and he will continue to coordinate with its leaders and to conduct joint operations as necessary. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.